Response Crisis Translation, or RCT, an abolitionist language justice organization, held an emergency forum and fundraiser Thursday, where interpreters and community members shared their experiences with language rights violations under ICE detention. Anna is an interpreter with RCT. She was herself arrested by ICE and spent 2 years in a detention facility. She witnessed as, on a daily basis, she and her co-detainees were denied their guaranteed rights and as asylum cases were denied because of poor translation. The detainee's handbook, she says, was available only in English and Spanish, and so many other asylum seekers from, for example, Africa, the former USSR, or Asia, were not even aware of the rights they were being denied. When Anna started writing grievances, she faced retribution.
They withhold my wages, the whole dollar that I was getting a day for working in there. And yes, I know it's funny, but that's how much it costs to call for a minute to another country when you're actually detained. So to call my whole family, I'm making $1 a day that I can speak a whole minute talking to my family for that. So they will withhold the wages, and they even placed me in solitary confinement for 10 days and forgot to feed me from time to time. But all of this didn't stop me because I was not just speaking out for myself. I was speaking out for all the women that were detained in there.
Anna says that for asylum seekers, proper language access and interpretation is essential. After she was released from ICE detention, she became an interpreter full time.
That experience changed me forever. It showed me how important all the tiny little details in the language are and how one mistranslated word can mean a difference between somebody's freedom or death.
Under the Trump administration, the U.S. has enacted a nationwide bring your own interpreter policy for asylum field interviews, meaning that if an asylum seeker is not fluent in English, they need to find their own interpreter or risk seeing their case dismissed. Ariel Corin, executive director and co-founder of RCT, says this is happening all over the U.S., including in the Bay Area.
The state uses the mistranslations to justify dismissing cases, detaining, and deporting asylum seekers. Here in the Bay Area and across many other sites, ICE has abducted hundreds of people from our community and then forced them to sign documents in English without explaining what is written. These documents are used to justify deporting people or disappearing them to prisons in completely unfamiliar states or cities.
RCT offers rapid support for those in need of language services. Corin says they have stopped more than 30 deportations through appeals on the basis of government language errors. Across the world, RTC interpreters have translated more than 40,000 asylum applications and provided more than 18,000 hours of interpreting for people in crisis, notably for asylum seekers in ICE detention centers and those seeking asylum from abroad in Gaza. For KPFA, I'm Jacques Labarger-Martel.